Fast breakers. Injections. General rules. Injections that are used to strengthen the body, for example, glucose, according to obligatory precaution, are not allowed. Injections that are medicinal or are anesthetic and are not injected into veins but into the muscles are fine and do not break the fast. The drip and any type of infusion, be it blood, glucose, so on and so forth, into the bloodstream is not allowed according to obligatory precaution. Issue: using suppositories does not invalidate the fast. Issue! If because of nausea, a fasting person unintentionally vomits, his fast is still in order. However, if a person brings himself to vomit intentionally, his fast becomes invalid. Question: sometimes because of indigestion, some particles of food enter the mouth cavity via the stomach. What is the ruling if a person swallows it intentionally or unintentionally? Answer: if done intentionally, the fast is invalidated. However, if done unintentionally, the fast does not break. Issue: if thick dust reaches the throat, it breaks the fast, and it does not matter if the source is edible stuff, like flour, or inedible, like soil or cement. Question: does the use of a humidifier for medical purposes break the fast? Answer: swallowing thick steam that forms water particles in the mouth breaks the fast. If this does not occur, there is no problem. Issue: the steam that is created from a sauna or shower does not break the fast unless it is so thick that it creates water particles in the mouth and then is swallowed. Issue: according to obligatory precaution, a person should not intentionally inhale smoke and tobacco products. Issue: using asthma pumps and sprays that are used only to open up the lungs and breathing passages do not break the fast.